Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. We're doing the show live Monday morning, so you will get to hear it later on in the week, in fact, on Thursday. So enjoy. So Sunday, big event. Madison Square Garden. When's the last time a politician sold out Madison Square Garden? When's the last time there were another 25,000 to 50,000 people outside trying to get in to see a politician? And yet the national media keeps telling us with all the polling, oh, it's neck and neck. It's neck and neck. Who in his right mind believes this? Why, it's almost as if it's a blue pill virtual reality preparing us for the big steal. They're all telling us, oh, it's neck and neck. It's neck and neck. Kamala Harris can't draw flies at a Permane Brothers in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. They have to ship in actors to pretend that they like her. Donald Trump, 25,000, Madison Square Garden. What an event that was. Oh, my God. God, what an event that was. And another 25 to 50,000 outside trying to get in New York City, in deep blue New York City. But oh yeah, it's neck and neck. The polls are real tight. It's real close. Unbelievable. More from that event. You did not see this on Fox News and not really on Newsmax, because Fox News wouldn't show it, and Newsmax, being such a half-assed TV operation, had their talking heads, who nobody knew and nobody cared about, talking instead of simply playing the 8 or 9 minute speech by Tucker Carlson. I'm telling you, old media is dead. It is dead. The action is right here. Talk radio, which is thriving, and of course on Twitter and on Rumble. And on TikTok, this is where it's happening. TV, newspapers, dying. They're dinosaurs. They're absolute dinosaurs. Chances are this is the first you've heard of any of this stuff. So here's Tucker Carlson again, and this is at Madison Square Garden, part of his speech yesterday, Sunday, the Trump rally.
And the second reason that people love Trump, and I put myself in this category, it's why I'm here today, is because he's liberated us in the deepest and truest sense. And the liberation he has brought to us is the liberation from the obligation to tell lies. Donald Trump has made it possible for the rest of us to tell the truth about the world around us. And that's the single most liberating thing you can do for people. If you want to enslave people, if you want to degrade them, force them to tell lies. And they have. They forced us to lie about everything at gunpoint, effectively. They put people in prison for refusing to lie. And not just the obvious lies that men can become women or Vladimir Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. No, honestly, he did. January 6th was an insurrection. They were unarmed, but it was very insurrection-y. Not even the obvious ones, but the big lie. You know what the big lie is? The big lie is that they're impressive. That's what the big lie is. That the people in charge have somehow earned the right to rule over you, and they haven't. And you know that. These are the single most useless people in the United States. They have no skills whatsoever. They've got three quarters of the money, and they didn't earn it. They set up a system precisely for the purpose of awarding themselves wealth and power when it's undeserved. You look at Liz Cheney and you ask yourself honestly, what skill could she possibly have that allowed her to send hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths? Did she earn that? I don't think she did. No fair system would make Liz Cheney powerful. No fair system would make Larry Fink rich. No fair system would elevate someone like Kamala Harris to a presidential nomination. She's never been accused of doing anything useful. She has precisely no achievements. She's a nominee without getting a single vote. She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us. No, you are not smarter than us. No, you do not deserve what you have. You probably stole it. No, you're not going to bully me into silence anymore. And I can promise you at this point, 9 days out, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and pretty much every high school senior and college sorority girl in the country has come out finally say, yeah, I am for Donald Trump, actually. When the entire country has realized there is nothing embarrassing about this, what's embarrassing is to take a perfectly great country and destroy it, as they have. I'm not ashamed. You should be. At that moment, it's going to be pretty tough for them, 10 days from now, to look in the eye to America with a straight face. It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what? Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal. At this stage of the game, after 9 years of listening to their lies and finding every single one of them totally false, no, it's not safe and effective, and no, she's not impressive. It's very hard for me to believe the rest of us are going to say, you know what, Joe Scarborough, you're right. You're right. She won fair and square because she's just so impressive. I don't think so. And to me, that is liberation. It's the freedom to say what's obviously true as a free man and not a slave. And I just want to say thank you, Donald Trump, for that.
You understand what he just said there? Not just the obvious stuff, but the sub-reference. Very important. What he was saying there for the final minute, that was Tucker Carlson, Sunday, Madison Square Garden. He essentially was talking to the deep state, saying, don't you dare try to steal this one too, because we will not believe you. We will not stand for this. That's what he was really saying. He was drawing a line in the sand. He was not saying that people are going to pick up arms, they're not going to be buying firearms and ammo and taking back the government or anything like that. God only knows what would happen if they try to steal this election. But for that last minute there, that was addressed right to the deep state, saying you damn well better not try to steal this one, because we are on to you. Very powerful stuff. You wouldn't know it, though, by the local media, the utterly useless local media. I shared with you the stories on Channel 7, the most useless of the useless local. Channel 7 is so bad, so unprofessional, so politically correct, that it almost makes 9 look professional. That's how bad 7 is. Why anybody would be advertising on any of these stations or on the newspapers these days, considering how much they friggin' hate you. They hate what you stand for, and it's symbolized by the way that they ignore any good news about Trump and do whatever they can to make Trump look as bad as humanly possible. They hate you. If you're an advertiser in the newspaper or 7 or 9, help me understand, why do you do this? Do you hate your customers too here in the Valley? So let's go to 9. We went to Channel 7 website. So let's go to 9. Let's just see. And we just hit refresh here. Here we go. Let's see what kind of play they gave. The biggest news story this weekend. National news story. Huge news story. the Trump rally, 25,000 people in Madison Square Garden, another 25 to 50,000 outside trying to get in the heart of the deep blue New York City, with millions and I think tens of millions of views on Twitter, other social media, and the local media is pretending like it didn't exist. In fact, 7 is actually saying, well, it didn't exist because we didn't have it on our website. Let's see if 9's any better, because remember, 7 makes 9 almost look professional. Almost. First story, ORW Fire District honors nearly century-old fire truck. That's Channel 9. Ebert Farm closes season with successful pumpkin harvest despite drought. Lova's wonderful, and Jerry, they're both wonderful people. I bought some more squash there on Saturday. Lova and Jerry are the best. They are just the best. Next story, a Wellsburg annual Halloween bash brings joy with costumes, candy, and more. Next story, Christmas on Main opens offering holiday cheer every day. Next story, Shadyside rallies for 12-year-old Brody Beckett. Wellsburg, next story, Wellsburg Pumpkin Fest revives community spirit. Next story, judge decides against bond reduction after Jefferson County drug hearing. Oh, look, what is this, the 8th or 9th story? In fact, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 8th story, Trump delivers his closing argument at Madison Square Garden rally. That's the headline. Trump delivers his closing argument. Golly, you can't imagine that. I couldn't possibly imagine that the story would be so biased because it was such a wonderful, positive event. Let's see what they wrote. Let's see, New York. Former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally Sunday, Madison Square Garden, just over a week before election, a hometown rally next Tuesday. Trump introduced new policy. I will support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of a parent or a loved one. It's about time that they are recognized, right? And so much to our country. That's odd. No mention of that in the local media at all. It was buried in this story about Trump delivering his closing argument, and that was the 8th story. On Channel 9's website, the top one being ORW Fire District honors nearly century-old fire truck in special event. This is Channel 9. This is Sinclair. These two TV stations are pathetic. They're just pathetic. If you're advertising on them, why? Unless you, too, also hate all the Trump supporters here in the Upper Ohio Valley. What could the newspaper possibly be any worse than this? Well, let's go to the Unintelligencer newspaper. Let's go to their website. Again, biggest story of the weekend by far. The Trump rally. Insane numbers. Insane numbers of people there. Insane numbers of views on Twitter, on Rumble, on throughout social media. It was like tens of millions of views. So what's the top story in the Intel today? Here in the heart of MAGA Nation? I swear to you, I am not making this up. Top story. Elliot Williams will not be ignored as election nears. With just over a week until the general election ends on Tuesday, November 5, two Democratic candidates have no intention of being ignored. They want to raise up those who also feel ignored by those in Charleston and Capitol Hill. Yes, two Democrats no one's ever heard of. That's the lead story in Billionaire Bob's newspaper. The next story, campaign cash flows into West Virginia races. Next story, Veterans Day parade returning to Moundsville. Next story, Cumston hopes to be voice for the Wheeling working class in West Virginia House District 6. Next story, Stephen aims to continue work already stated legislature. Next story, Biden marks anniversary of Pittsburgh synagogue. Biden.